Sky Carumba, May 28 to June 3, 2023. In our evening sky, watch Venus slide by Kappa Geminorum this week as the planet leaves Gemini. The planet and star are closest Monday and Tuesday. Kappa is a binary star about 141 light years from us. In Chinese astronomy, the star represents a pile of firewood. To the Japanese, it's a very noble star. Venus will be at greatest elongation on Sunday the 4th. It'll be 45.4 degrees east of the sun. It won't look like it's turning around next week because it's still moving directly or eastward compared to the stars. But it's slowing down compared to the sun's movement among the stars, so the planet's lead in the eastward movement will shrink. And eventually, Venus will be retrograde, moving westward among those stars. Next week, telescope users will see Venus keep getting bigger, and it will wane to a crescent. As the planet moves around the sun, it's getting closer to us, so that's why it's getting bigger. And more of the side that's away from the sun is facing us, and that's why we see the crescent. Also watch Mars march into the beehive. The red planet will be in M44, the open cluster also known as Praesepe. It's going to be a good sight in binoculars or a telescope on Friday and Saturday, but the cluster is visible to the naked eye too. It's one of the many objects that look like smudges on the night sky. Ancient Greek observer Ptolemy described it as a nebulous mass in the heart of Cancer. Roman observers saw this foggy smear as a manger from which two donkeys ate. The animals are represented by stars on either side that are called the northern donkey and the southern donkey, or if you prefer their Latin names, Acellus Borealis and Acellus Australis. When Galileo pointed his telescope at Praesepe, he saw about 40 stars. Better telescopes than he had show around 1,000. They're all about 600 light years away. And since the stars kind of resemble busy bees going in and out of a hive, Praesepe's modern nickname is the Beehive Cluster. It's definitely worth a look with magnification, even when there's not a planet visiting. If you've been stargazing in the evening, you've surely seen how Venus is following Mars, so you're right to expect that in a few weeks, Venus will also be in the beehive. That'll happen around the middle of this month. Keep watching. The moon starts the week just past first quarter, moving out of Leo into Virgo. On Tuesday and Wednesday, it passes Spica. From Thursday to Friday, it passes through the southern half of Libra. On Saturday, when the moon's in the head of Scorpius, it will be close enough to full to call it full. The actual full moon time is on Sunday the 4th at 03:42 Universal Time, so it will be full on Saturday evening for Western Hemisphere sky watchers. See the full moon 1.5 degrees from Orange Antares in the Scorpion's heart. Saturn and Jupiter don't seem to be moving much among the stars in the morning sky. The ringed planet is practically stationary in Aquarius. It rises around midnight local time. You can spot Jupiter rising around 3 a.m. local time. It's moving eastward away from Pisces. Mercury is moving even faster eastward from the head of Cetus. The best views of Mercury will be from around 15 to 20 degrees south of the equator, where it rises almost 2 hours before the sun. Mercury's at greatest elongation, 24.9 degrees west of the sun, on Monday. In a telescope, the messenger planet is a thick crescent. Especially careful observers might spot Uranus rising a little after Mercury. If you have a big enough telescope, you can see for yourself something a German astronomer studied in 1793. For telescope users, Venus has been getting bigger and a little less gibbous for a few weeks now. This coming weekend, on June 3rd and 4th, the planet is supposed to be at dichotomy. That's the semicircle appearance when it's 50% illuminated. It happens, or is supposed to happen, when there's a 90-degree angle from us to the object to the sun. When the moon's at dichotomy, it's either at first quarter or last quarter. And it's okay to describe the moon as being at one quarter or the other when it's easy to divide the moon's monthly trip around the celestial dome into quarters. Venus's motion and phases aren't so neatly timed, so scientists came up with another scientific term for it. Mercury is expected to be at dichotomy Sunday and Monday next week. That's right, evening or morning. If you have a telescope, you can see a planet at dichotomy. Granted, Mercury's almost always harder to find than Venus. Now, did you notice my choice of words? I'm telling you when these planets are predicted or expected to be at dichotomy. Something unexplained happens around the time of dichotomy to make it look like it's happening at a different time. Astronomer Johann Schroeder wrote about this 230 years ago. He observed that Venus was at dichotomy 6 days earlier than it should be when it's in the evening sky, and 6 days later than it should be when it's a morning object. In the 1950s, this became known as the Schroeder effect. Astronomers since around that time have observed it to be 4 days instead of six. Scientists don't agree on why the effect happens. One proposal says Venus's atmosphere scatters light in a way that makes its terminator line curve a little differently. The trouble with that explanation is Mercury also shows the Schroeder effect, and Mercury doesn't have an atmosphere. So could dust and rocks on the planet be scattering light in a similar way? Maybe. Some scientists think it's a psychological effect, like when we see the moon a little above the horizon and we think it's bigger than it actually is. Others think it's physiological, like when stars appear to have points. Nobody reports the Schroeder effect for the moon. First quarter and last quarter look like they're happening when they're supposed to. And that's probably a clue about what's happening. I suppose when someone does come up with the right explanation and can test it all, we'll think it's so obvious that we'll wonder why we didn't figure it out before. Whatever the cause, if you have a telescope, try to see each planet leading up to the coming weekend and for a few days after. The Schroeder effect should make Venus appear as a perfect half circle, perhaps on Wednesday night this week. And the same should happen to Mercury, perhaps next Thursday morning. Sky Caramba.